Judy.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm lifting, but I'm doing good.
You're doing
How are
good, but
you?
you're listening? I didn't quite follow
Yeah.
that.
Oh, no, I said I'm limping. I fell
Oh.
Thursday and dislocated some bones in my foot, but I'm getting around better.
Okay, well, I hope you have a refresh my mind about complete healing very quickly.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I hope you do. Hope you're feeling fine too.
I am Leanne Roth. Things are well. It's
Thank you.
a lot of pain in the world in this period. It's amazing how people. It just seems
Ow.
to.
Gotcha.
Welcome
Good
back
evening,
to
Barbara.
Judy. You still there?
Yes,
Good
I'm still
evening.
here. Good evening,
Okay.
Barbara. What's
I heard you say you were in pain, so I was just asking.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of hurt. I got some swelling a little bit tonight, but I've been on my feet a lot. My mother's in the hospital, so I've been on my feet a lot. But other than that, I can't complain. It could be worse.
But it's supposed to be better, and that's the consciousness we try and maintain.
Right.
And it's not easy. But you should have a refuge, as I said, a complete healing.
Thank you. I received that.
So we are starting to study the Zohar Kedoshim, section one, verse one. Rabbi Elazar Patach, Al Tihiu, Jesus, Tefered, Ein Chavin, Vigomer, Vikama Zimnin Oraita, Askidat, Behu Bibne, Nasha Kema Zimnin, Arimat Kalim, The call citri, the itara, the who, the kuhu, the mikin, the shenata, the ho, the hon, la mistaklin, the la mishkichin, the hech antin, the kumun, the yoma, the dina, Ila akad yitba lo malka ila almona yoraita tutra valchat leka liyao kon vela achadru andin lekavla tekula tekuhu The kola de la yadu, mahem nuta de malka, ila wa wo, lon wa wo de nafshechon. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say to them, You shall be holy. For I, Hashem, your Elohim, am holy. Rabbi Elazar commenced the discussion, Be not like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding. How many times did the Torah attest to people? How many times did she raise her voice in every direction to awaken them, but always sleeping unaware of their sins? They do not look to pay attention to the time when they will rise up to face the day of heavenly judgment. At this time, the heavenly king will exact from them the shame of the Torah that cried out against them, and yet they did not even turn their face to her. All are found totally defective, since they do not know of the faith of the heavenly king. Woe to them, and woe to their souls. My commentary. We have learned from the Zohar elsewhere that Tumah, impurity, is contagious. Is holiness contagious? Hashem is holy. The Torah tells us so. If I become close to Hashem, do I catch, so to speak, holiness? We first have to learn what is holiness to be able to answer that question. We have taught it in our emails on this parasha of holiness. Holiness is potentially available when someone first purifies themselves. Only then might Hashem lift them to a higher level of purity and transform them from a left column entity to a right column entity. Is this right column aspect relative or permanent? There are many questions that need to be answered about both purity and holiness. If I have become pure and then been transformed to holiness by Hashem, does the impurity of death remove my holiness? This is just one question that needs to be answered. Of course, I am so far from being purified that the question is actually just spiritual work, since I will be unable to utilize the answer in my life, more than likely. The second verse, second pasuk. Deha oraita be'ya achidat ve'amrat mipeti yasur chena Pasale vamra lo Mahu chaser lev delet Leia mehenduta Gimandila ishtadal Yoraita lavea Mehenduta ufagin U Nikola Amra Lo Omra Lo Mibae Leia Kada Omra Leel Sali Mahu Amra Ela Le Aklala Ulitosfa Oraita Dilela behitihi kaya Leia chasalem agim Mimhem nuta. For the Torah attests to him and says, whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for he that lacks understanding, she says to him, who is meant by an he that lacks understanding? This means one who has no faith and is defective in every respect. He questions, why is it written, she says to him, when it should read, I say to him? As the verse says, I will say to El, my rock. So why does it say here, she says? He answers, it wishes to include and add the supernal Torah, which also calls him, he that lacks understanding, meaning someone defective in faith. My commentary. Please note that there are two conditions that relate to information in this verse, and to the verse from Proverbs. The first is faith, which must be defined. It is coming from the word emunah as a verb. Remember, emunah is a lower level than bitachon, which is usually translated as trust. And Binachon is actually below Vadai, which is certainty, which is only rarely discussed, and then only by Kabbalists. Which level is being described and discussed? The other item is the Pasuk that says, one who is defective in every respect. Who is defective in everything and has never even done one mitzvah, even if it is done incorrectly throughout their reincarnations? They still have done something. Or does this apply strictly to this one incarnation? There are many questions that are being raised in my mind, and I'm sure in yours as well. The third verse. Dehakitenenan komandela ishtadal beyoraita Asir lemikra legabeya leishtatfa behadeya umebad beya sechota vekashin lemechas imeya biorcha dehalet Beya mehenuta tanenan tol barnash Biazil biorcha beleyat imeya mile bioraita Itzayav benafsheya kashman biizdav al Beorcha iman dilet beya mehemnuta dilatash kashiv leikara demareya vedidei bilachas al nafsheya. We have learned this. It is forbidden to approach all who fail to toil in Torah. It is forbidden to be partners with him or to do business with him. And one must surely not travel with him on the way, since he lacks faith. We learn that one who walks along the road without mentioning words of Torah endangers his life. This is all the more the case for he who befriends one on the road, someone who lacks faith, because he himself does not properly honor his master, nor even his own, as he shows a lack of concern for his own life. My commentary. We are getting some clarity from this verse about the questions I asked earlier. These pasukim are speaking to people who operate their lives based on the lower level of yirah, awe, or fear. This is dealing with the level of fear. Why should I be concerned about my life? I cannot die. I can make mistakes, and traveling on a path that leads me away from Torah will be a mistake. That is clear. Associating with people that do not follow or live by the Torah will eventually cause me to make a mistake. Yet how will these people find their way to Torah? If I am on this lower level, is it not my responsibility to help them see that since I cannot protect myself from becoming confused by their teachings? This is why the Pasuk appears to be exclusionary, when it is not, saying anything about what that person should do, only what I need to do. Pasuk 4. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mandela Basal Nafsheya Ech Yishlof Nafsha dekashra livreya amar Rabbi Elazar Tawana al V'ha'itz bar milah v'dover, v'aldakitiv al tiyu, v'sus kefered, eim chavim, zakayin inun sadikaya, v'mishtadlei v'yoraita, v'adin orfau, Bikusha Bariku Umkache Garmehu Bikusha Demalka Bishtakahu Kadishin Bikola Ukich Mishalfe Rucha Bikusha Milela Umehu Kuhu Zakai Kishot Vikrun Bene Malta Bene Kachin. Rabbi Yehuda said, how will he who shows no concern for his own life, namely by associating with the one lacking faith, draw a proper soul to his son? Rabbi Elazar said, I wonder about this generation. And this matter was discussed. About this it is written, be not like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding. Happy are the righteous who strive in the Torah and know the ways of the Holy One, blessed be He, and sanctify themselves with the sanctity of the King. They are in a total state of holiness. For this reason, they attract a spirit of holiness from above. Their children are truly righteous and are called the children of the King, holy children. My commentary. This pasuk seems to contradict our definition of holiness. It implies that something holy from above rests upon the lower level. One must realize that this pasuk is not using holiness, but sanctity. It is two different things. Was there a question? The fifth pasuk. Wav lehom l'rashi aya Tekuhu chatzifin, v'yovadayhu chatzifin, v'ginei kach, yartin b'naihu, nafsha chatzifa, v'sidra, t'masa'ava k'madiktiv, v'nit metem b'amata. V'istava mesavin leya al tiyu Kisus kefered dinun mare zanuta al tola Ein havin dila ishtadlum v'nein asha b'yarcha Gadi hek Chake ketiv hakaim avin uktiv hatam betach lavim aze nefesh lo yadu shava v'chema loim lo yadu chavin kulomar yehon Mizdamnin inun dikrun azay nefesh bay ta'ama Mishum dila yadu chavin. Woe be to the evildoers who are brazen and act with insolence at times of intercourse. For this reason, their offspring acquire a brazen soul from the sight of defilement. As it is written, that you should be defiled by them. He who seeks to become unclean is made unclean. Be not like the horse or the mule, as these animals are very loose in morality, more than all other creatures, which have no understanding. For people of this sort do not try to understand this way. It is written, which have no understanding. And in another place, yea, the dogs are greedy in soul. They never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. This means that just as they are greedy in their soul, also here it reveals that they will prepare for themselves children who will be called greedy in their souls. For what reason? Because they cannot understand. My commentary. We see from this pasuk the teaching of reincarnation. The consciousness of the parents is what determines the tikkun of the child. They can change that consciousness, which then helps the child to achieve the tikkun easier, meaning with mercy. This means when they teach the child the proper ways of behavior and deciding to not be reactive and act brazenly and with insolence. The sixth pasuk. Vehe ma roim mai roim ileni nun mat bere uman hige lebar nash begehinom lo yadu shava tida'al aluka shite banot hav hav begimel taf Dinun hal hal layadu shavakulam ledarakam panu ish levito mikatehu dehachayare degehinom inun vekodaman garim lehu Begindela it kadashu, behahuz iluga, kimadi it sterif, viad ketiv kadoshim tihiu, ki kadoshani Hashem, amarku chabaritu mikol, shiar amin la rayati. Vedad beka b'yela Yisrael b'yiktiv V'yatem chad bekim v'ashem atun v'lasha ar amin v'kimokach Kuchab tihiyu tihiyu yi v'yika. And they are shepherds. He questions, who are these shepherds? And answers, these are those who guide and lead people to Gehinom. They never have enough, just as the verse that says the leech, namely Gehinom, has two daughters crying, give, give. Because they say, give, give, then they never have enough. They all look to their own way. Everyone for his gain from his quarter. Since they seek out Gehinom, what caused all this? It is because they did not sanctify themselves at mating as much as they should have. Therefore it is written, you shall be holy, for I, Hashem, your Elohim, am holy. The Holy One is blessed. He says, from all nations I wanted only Israel to cling to me. But as it is written, but you that did cleave of Hashem, you, not the other nations, for this reason you shall be holy indeed. My commentary. Please note the idea of insufficient sanctification at mating. Remember the teaching that even if one did not follow the regulations of family purity when their children were conceived, they can still do a mikvah at another time as part of the process of teshuvah. and assist the tithun of their children to become more merciful. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? The next section is rather long, but I will start it. We'll see how far we get. Pasuk 7. Kedoshim tihiyu ki kedosh ani Hashem levitach betach chavo eretz tziltzal kenafayim vegomer veki begin tihi eretz tziltzal Kinafayim kini tura beya ishtatach. Diti hawo eretz elamai. Rebbe Yitzhak v'sha'ata. Diku tshabaritu. Bara alma. Uva'ad legala. Amikta. Migoy misatrata unora migoy hashoka hawo kalilan da beda ugin kach migoy hashoka nafach nechora umigoy mistarata nafach beitgalya Amika vedana afka. Minda de migoy tav nafik. Bishu migoy rachame. Nafik dina vekola. Eat kalil da beda. Yetzer tov yetzera. Yemina usmala. Yisrael ushar amim, halvar v'ukham v'kola, chad b'chad ta'ya. You shall be holy, for I, Hashem, your Elohim, am holy. Rabbi Yitzhak commenced, woe, land of buzzing wings. He questions, just because it is a land of buzzing wings, is that such a cause for alarm? That the verse writes, woe, land? He answers, as Rabbi Yitzhak explained, at the time the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world and wanted to reveal matters of depth from among concealed matters and light from darkness, these terms were intermingled. For this reason, from darkness came light, and from concealment departed. And became known as the depth. And this resulted from it. So from good came evil. From mercy came judgment. All were intermingled. The good inclination with the evil one, right with left. Israel and the other nations, white and black. Each thing was dependent on the other. My commentary. This seems to be an esoteric verse, yet if one contemplates what is the meaning of depth, which is a corrupted translation, one can realize that the verse is saying what is revealed is called depth. Once that is revealed, then one can realize that the world is a mixture of energies. Then one has to ask oneself, has that truly changed? We learn in many paths of wisdom that the purpose of duality is to learn appreciation. How can one appreciate beauty if one does not know what is ugly? How can one learn to appreciate darkness until one truly appreciates light? The reverse is, of course, true. How do you remove bread of shame when you judge yourself as doing a righteous action? Perhaps you did a righteous action, a truly sharing action without an agenda. Yet if one thinks that this is true, one has perhaps lost the merit that earns the light and the removal of bread of shame. Why? Because one is trying to perceive light without darkness, and the Creator has made one opposite the other for our benefit. Contemplate this well. The 8th verse. Ta na amar Rabbi Yitzhak, amar Rabbi Yehuda, kol alma, kulu la itchaze ela bechad ati ra dikutva, eki yitro kalitan alma bedina. Kalil barachame itan weilav la yakil alma dekaima afilu riga adaveha uokdina mile kima diktiv kika asher alma dekaima afilu riga chada beha okina mile kima diktiv kika asher mishpatecha la'aretz tzedek lemlamdu yoshve tevel. We learned that Rabbi Yitzhak said on behalf of Rabbi Yehuda, the whole world appears as if within one composition, and one composition that is kept together with its own web, meaning the quality of judgment and the quality of mercy, being Malchut and Bina, are linked and interwoven with one another. And so when the world is judged, it is judged with judgment, tempered with mercy. With Malchut included in Bina, were it not so, the world could not survive even one moment. We establish this matter as it is written, for when your judgments, literally the word is justice, are on the earth, namely mercy called justice, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. They were capable of receiving the judgment of righteousness, being Malchut, due to its connection to the attribute of mercy. My commentary. This verse is easily misunderstood. Justice is not only mercy. Justice must include the mixture of judgment and mercy. This world consists of Bina and Malchut together, meaning harsh judgment, soft judgment, and mercy. Bina is called the world that is coming. Malchut is called this world. How can you bring the world to the state of Bina when you remove your own judgments of others? This is harsh judgment. When you remove these judgments, one is left with soft judgments and mercy. That is Bina. That is a world without bread of shame, since one must make the effort to change myself to reach this state. Verse 9. Vitana behahuzina, bedina talya bealba. Vitzedek it atra bedino, kamamare the god team. Mitare latavle, mare bedina tasha. Lishalta bealma parsin gadifin mehai sitra. Sitra. Ume hai Sitra le Ashkaha. Di alma che den mitarin. Kadin lami fraslon. Uishta ava bedina. Kasha nashatin. Di alma le avasha. Kidin kitin ho eretz. Til tzal kenafayin. Amar Rabbi Yehuda kamina. Bnei alma b'chatzifuta. Barinun zakai kishot. Ukit kivyakol. Kolahaki ishtakach. Ata leidaka misin. Leia ata leista ala. Kama diokina benit metin. Bam. We learned at that time when judgment is suspended over the world and righteousness, Malchut, is crowned with judgment, many winged ones are stirred against the beings of harsh judgment so as to rule the world. They spread their wings from one side, then from the other, to keep watch over the world. Then they raise their wings to spread and join in the harsh judgment and to fly across the earth to do evil. Then it is written, woe, land of buzzing wings. Rabbi Yehuda said, I see mankind as insolent, except for the truly righteous. For this reason, everything is in such a condition, so to speak. He who comes to purify is helped. He who wishes to defile is, as we have established, that you should be defiled by them. My commentary. Understand the code words of the Zohar. A wing is something that flies in the air. This is actually right and left together. It is actually soft judgment and mercy mixed together. Or it can be harsh judgment and soft judgment mixed together. When that happens, we are told that destruction takes place in the world. We learn that in many places in the Torah. Specifically the story of the destruction of Shechem by Shimon and Levi. Shimon is harsh judgment and Levi soft. Make sure you do not mix these two energies in this mixed up world of Malchut. This is how we destroy ourselves and actually bring ourselves to the state of death. That's the end of section two. Does anybody have any questions? Tomorrow morning at 10:30, we'll have a class in preparing for the seventh day of Pesach. So actually, the Malchut, the manifestation of the splitting of the Yam Suf. That sea of end, that sea of limitations that we create for ourselves. Tomorrow night, Sunday night, is the seventh day of Passover. Tomorrow morning, we'll study that meaning and how we can actually manifest the breaking of those limitations. There is no class Monday night, because at 5:30 in the afternoon, it's still daylight and it's still part of the holiday. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will have a class on reincarnation. Wednesday at 6:30, we will have the first of two classes in our basic course on the calendar. And what is the calendar actually teaching us? Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we will have another Zohar class. We'll continue with section 3. next Saturday night, we'll have a Zohar class at 8:30, like tonight, but it will be a different parasha. We will be studying the parasha of Emor, I believe. And next Sunday, a week from tomorrow morning at 10:30, we will be continuing to learn more about the 90-day period, the latter 40, 35, 40 days of that period, where we will manifest the revelation of the light of the Torah on Shavuot. Anybody have any questions before I wish you all a beautiful, beautiful week? Pesach Sameach. Anybody else tired of matzah?
Not at all.
Every
time I eat a piece, I say the bread of healing.
Well, you're really not supposed to say the two blessings except on the first night. Most people don't realize that. I'm not sure if you're doing that or not, Pacha. It's just
I just say the akilat, matzah whenever we eat it, but I refer to it as bread of healing.
That's true. It is bread of healing. Even if it's bread of the poor man's bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's bread of affliction is another translation. But what I was, you really are only supposed to say akilat matzah
on
first two nights.
Oh.
After that,
it's the bread blessing?
Yeah, it's like a
That's new. I'm glad to know that.
Most people don't know it. It's, because the mitzvah is to only eat matzah the first night and then the second night because of the relationship of the two nights of the Seder and the calendar. But there is no mitzvah to eat matzah any other time but those first 2 days. And so what we're eating is bread, just like the show bread in the temple was matzah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone have a beautiful holiday.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.